From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The first election cycle for California's new top two open primary system is now in the books. Supporters had hoped the system would give more power to voters who were marginalized under the old system. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, it didn't exactly turn out that way.
Let's say you're a San Francisco Republican who's choosing between two Democrats. You could vote for the more moderate candidate. But what if they're both pretty liberal?
It might feel like you're a Giants fan having to root for a game of the Dodgers against the Dodgers.
Democratic consultant Paul Mitchell is an expert in redistricting and political data. He says that was the case in this year's campaigns that featured two Democrats or two Republicans.
If there's no difference between the two teams, where do you find a rationale to engage and vote, and how does that make you feel more empowered than the old system did?
Mitchell says candidates and consultants are still figuring the top two system out, and many voters may never be willing to vote strategically for someone who doesn't share their values. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The California State University Board of Trustees will decide next week whether to increase some student fees in order to improve access for new students. Administrators say CSU turns away more than 20,000 students every year. The changes would increase fees on students who accumulate more coursework than they need to graduate or more than their major requires. And the proposal would charge students who repeat courses. Eric Forbes is Assistant Vice Chancellor for Student Academic Services.
The anticipation is that these students will be encouraged to graduate. We hope that very few students would actually have to pay that fee. These are boundary conditions, signals that there's excess activity going on here, and we need to help and guide them.
But faculty argue budget cuts have eliminated courses needed for graduation. They also say there are fewer full-time teachers advising students on how to get the coursework they need. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.